paid good, and the Barrowland was 100 miles into the great forest, where there wasn't nothing else to spend it on but booze. Corby got plenty of work polishing boots and swapping floors and currying horses. He used to come in and do the colonel's office and then play chess with him, which is where I ran into him the first time. He smelled odd right from the start. Not White Rose odd, but you knew he wasn't no runaway farm boy like me, or some city kid from the slums that signed up because there wasn't nothing else to do with his life. He had some class when he wanted to show it. He was educated. He talked maybe 5 or 6 languages, and he could read. And I heard him talk with the old man about things that I didn't have a rooster's notion what they meant. So I got me this idea. I'd get to be his buddy, and then get him to teach me how to read and write. It was the same old thing, see? Join the army and get off the farm and go on adventures and life would be great. Learn to read and write. I could get out of the army and go off on adventures and everything would be great. Sure. I don't know if everybody is that way. I'm not the kind that can ask guys about things like that. But I know me enough to know that there ain't nothing ever going to turn out to be exactly what I want, and nothing is ever going to satisfy me. I'm the guy with so much ambition, I'm living here in a one-room walk-up with a wino whose big talent seems to be puking his guts up after scarfing down about 3 gallons of the cheapest wine he can find. So anyway, I got Raven to start teaching me, and we ended up buddies, even if he was weird. And that didn't do me no good when the shitstorm hit and he turned out to be a spy. Lucky for me, my bosses and his bosses had to get together to gang up on the monster in the ground up there that us guards was getting paid so good to watch. That's when I found out he was really Raven, the guy that used to run with the Black Company, that took the White Rose away from the Limper when she was a little kid, and hit her out and raised her up till she was ready to take on her destiny. I thought he was dead. So did everybody else on both sides. Especially the White Rose, who had loved him, and not like a brother or father. Which is why he turned himself into a dead man and ran away. He couldn't handle what it means to have somebody in love with you. Running away was the only thing he knew how to do. But he was some in love with her, too. And the only way he had to show it was turn himself into Corby and go spying and hope he could find her some big weapon she could use when she came to her final confrontation with the lady, my big boss. So what happens? Fate sticks an oar in and stirs everything up, and when we look around, what do we find? The Dominator. The old monster buried in the Barrowland, the blackest evil this old world ever knew, was awake and trying to get out. And the only way to stop him was for everybody to drop their old fights and gang up. So, the lady came to the Barrowland with all her double ugly champions, and the White Rose came with the Black Company.